From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Migrants, mostly Syrian refugees, are flowing across Hungary into Austria and Germany after the two countries said they'd take them in. Hungary bused some of them to the Austrian border overnight. Others have been walking. And reporter Dave Blanchard in Munich tells us trains have carried thousands into Germany.
Munich police are reporting that 3,700 migrants have arrived in Munich. Media reports suggest that there could be as much as 7,000 arriving in Germany by the end of the weekend, and it looks like about 6,500 have reached Austria, according to media reports.
Meanwhile, the growing migrant crisis dominated talks between EU foreign ministers that wrapped up today. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini says Austria's acceptance of migrants from Hungary is an example of solidarity that needs to be repeated throughout the EU to relieve the overwhelming burden on frontline states. She doesn't mean solidarity only between countries, but also between people. Mogherini says the majority of those coming to Europe now are genuine refugees, not economic migrants, nearly half from Syria alone. Mogherini urges reluctant countries to reflect.
We Europeans have to keep in mind the history of our continent. We know what it is: war, conflict, and facing a situation that forces to flee.
Mogherini warns the EU's credibility depends on how it rises to this challenge. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
At a rally in Kentucky this afternoon, supporters of County Clerk Kim Davis demanded she be released from jail, where she is being held in contempt of court for refusing to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. NPR's Ader Peralta tells us religious leaders were on hand.
One evangelist, Randy Smith, sent a message that this country is on the wrong path, that it should be following its Christian values, and right now it's not doing that.
NPR's Ader Peralta in Kentucky. Police in Washington State are searching for clues into who set a Planned Parenthood clinic on fire in the town of Pullman early yesterday morning. NPR's Nathan Rott reports investigators have determined it was a case of arson.
The fire caused significant damage to the clinic. Nobody was injured, but a spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood says that the health center will be closed for at least a month. Local police and fire officials are being joined by federal agents and the Inland Northwest Joint Terrorism Task Force in their investigation of the blaze because of the history of attacks against Planned Parenthood clinics and others that offer abortion services. As many as 500 protesters gathered in front of the same clinic in Pullman last month as part of a nationwide wave of protests against Planned Parenthood. This particular clinic's website says it offers abortion referrals but does not provide abortion services. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
This is NPR. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew and Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen have concluded meetings in Turkey with their group of 20 counterparts. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports the world's top economic policymakers have agreed global growth should not rely on low interest rates.
The Fed has held short-term interest rates near zero for almost 7 years, and other major central banks have followed suit. But Lew and European Central Bank President Mario Draghi told fellow finance ministers and central bankers more balanced policies are needed. A G20 communique seemingly gives the Fed a green light to raise rates, saying in line with the improving economic outlook, monetary policy tightening is more likely in some advanced economies. Another focus was China, whose August currency devaluation worsened fears of a Chinese slowdown and triggered worldwide stock dumping. The communique calls on nations to refrain from competitive devaluations. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Influential trombonist Rico Rodriguez has died. Born in Cuba and raised in Jamaica, Rodriguez is best known as a ska and reggae musician, recording with a variety of artists, including Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra and The Specials. Rodriguez reportedly died after a short illness at a hospital in London. He was 80 years old. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.